like all operas, it's going to end with a death, is my theory, because I don't think Paul Gordon can take much more. Looking at him, he seems to be boiling with rage, because for years now, Blair has been subjecting him to the ancient art of tantric resignation. Bringing Gordon to a pitch of excitement and then not actually doing anything. And I think sometime soon, I'm sure, they'll be having a cabinet meeting and Blair will be droning on about the respect agenda or something. And I think Gordon Brown will pick up his ballpoint pen and plunge it through Tony Blair's eye socket into his brain, shouting, "How's that for a stable and orderly transition?" And as the men in white coats drag Paul Gordon away, the cabinet will be sitting there ashen-faced with horror as they realise that John Prescott's now their leader.
I like the idea of the tour, the six-month tour of goodbye. And the especially cunning bit, he's going to appear on hip happening things like the Radio 2 Drive Time show, Songs of Praise and Blue Peter, and then a tour of iconic buildings. But that's cunning, you see, because he's obviously going to say, well, that's the Dome and Wembley Stadium. And Wembley Stadium isn't finished yet, so he can spin it out for another 3 years, waiting for Wembley Stadium to be finished.
He'd be good on Blue Peter.